With the AFL final currently ongoing and the NRL final close by, there's a lot of discussion about what is known as clutch players, those players who excel under pressure. And this discussion about clutch players, it's going to appear a lot in the media as we come closer to the final games. But what does clutch actually mean? And what does it mean to perform as a clutch athlete? Well, here to sort of unpack this term, this question, is Ger Post, a lecturer in neuroscience from the University of Melbourne and the author of Nerves of Steel. Ger's joining me right now. And Ger, how are you this morning?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm staying nice and dry in the studio, and I hope you and everyone out there in Radioland is also nice and dry. So, Ger, just to sort of open up this topic a little bit here. The definition of clutch as a term in sports. What is the definition of clutch and why is it so synonymous or important in the sporting world?
Yeah, so the term clutch refers to athletes who excel or thrive under pressure, as you said before. And yeah, they seem to save something special. So they seem to take the stress of that moment or the pressure of that moment and use that to their benefit to show things we've never seen before. So contrary to what most people experience, that pressure makes things harder, they seem to be doing something special in these moments.
Right, and I guess the opposite of clutch would be what to choke, right? Where you fumble at the crucial moment under pressure. Do clutch players ever experience moments of choke? Like, do they underperform, or is clutch something that can be consistently, demonstrated on the field?
Yeah. So, in my book, I kind of look at these clutch players to see what we can learn from them, right? Because if they can actually do something special, so what can we as mere mortals learn from that? But actually, there is a question before that, and that I tried to tackle, and that is, do they actually do something special, and or do they say something for these final moments? And it turns out they are actually not excelling under pressure, or at least the statistics that are used to make this story don't seem to back that up. And if you look in other sports, if you look at Michael Jordan, for example, he may have been better in these moments or in the finals, for example, but he was also better in other less stressed games. So even though his performance would go down, he was still performing better than others, but that didn't mean he was doing something special or that he saved something for those moments. He was also, like anyone else, struggling with the pressure and with the stress, but was still performing better than others because he was overall a better player than the other basketball players.
Interesting. So clutch might seem like a good thing to be, but there's a bit of blind spots involved in how this data is compiled, right? So, clutch data might tend to favor, those moments when an athlete does something really amazing or eye-catching, like maybe they do an amazing try, or maybe they smash a ball out of the stadium, like, incredibly. But, what exactly, how consistent is being a clutch player? Are these just moments that are highlight reels rather than consistent, incredible performances?
So there might be a few things going on. So it might be the case that we remember these things better. And if you look at the AFL finals, for example, last weekend, the commentators are constantly saying, here he pops up. He is someone we can rely on in these moments. And then if he misses that shot, we move on and forget about it. But if he makes that shot, then that leads into another bit of how great a person or a great character this athlete is. So there might be a bit of a confirmation bias going on there. Another thing that might be playing out here is that everyone knows that these players are going to do something special, right? So not just the fans, but also the teammates, the coach, the opponents. So who else would you give the ball in these final tight seconds? Of course, the clutch player. So from basketball, it seemed, research on basketball, it seems that there's a suggestion that maybe these players are getting more chances, so they start to do more in these final moments. And not their scoring percentage doesn't go up, so they miss as many chances as anyone else would do in those moments, but they get more chances because their teammates are passing them the ball, or because their coach has these tactics in play that make sure that they get the ball in their hands. Or even their opponents may make more fouls on them, giving them more free kicks or penalty shots or free throws in basketball to score, or maybe even decide the game with that score.
So it seems like the clutch performance and clutch players are, you know, an amazing highlight in any sporting event, and it's very exciting to see an incredible performance. But it might not just be, from what you're telling me here, the individual themselves. There might be a lot of multiple factors going into play to actually get this person in a position to execute something incredible, rather than maybe them themselves.
And we live in a society where we immediately go to someone's character, or we focus on someone's winner's mentality or whatnot and make a story around that. And we tend to forget that, there's a whole, especially in team sports, of course, there's a whole network helping these people get these opportunities and deciding these games, maybe.
Well, with this all in mind, Gurr, the last question I want to ask you today is, you know, with how athletes are sort of being pressured to perform, how this idea or maybe mythology of clutch is developing, but maybe it's actually more of a right place, right time, and actually a lot more factors going into it rather than, you know, this one particular super elite individual. What should audiences of sports really focus on when we're going out to the game?
Yeah, well, my question is, in the book, could be a leading, for example, so what do you learn from these people? So when you take that, what you see on the pitch, and take that to work, for example, or studying, or what can you take away from this? And I think if you boil it down, it comes back to two maybe lessons, if you like.
Right.
First one is to really understand what the pressure is. So what is that moment? What makes it difficult? Is it that a lot of people are watching? Is it that maybe there's time pressure? Is it that you only get one opportunity to decide the match? What is it that makes that moment difficult? And if you want to improve that moment, like, how can you embed that then in your training? So that's what athletes mostly do away from the camera, when not necessarily all people are watching. They try to embed these stressors in their training, because they know they can hit a backhand really well, for example, but that's not the point. They need to hit a backhand really well in a clutch play. So how do they do that? By just adding those moments of pressure in their training. So maybe when we look at these clutch moments, try to remember that it's not necessarily what you see in that moment that is giving you an idea of how to perform under pressure, but maybe what has happened already before that moment. That I think that's probably more likely to add to a performance than just what you see in that moment itself.
Right. Now, you have written a book about this very topic, exploring sort of clutch players, performance, and discipline in sport. It's called Nerves of Steel, How to Improve Under Pressure. So if people really want to get into the nitty-gritty of those clutch players and game-changing moments under pressure, where can they pick up a copy of your book, Nerves of Steel?
Any bookshop in Sydney or online, Amazon, all the ones you can, it should be available there.
Brilliant. Gert, thank you so much for dropping by the show this morning to talk everything about clutch players and sport. It's been great chatting with you, and have a nice, dry rest of your Thursday.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
No worries. That was Gert Post, lecturer in neuroscience from the University of Melbourne, talking about clutch players. He's also the author of Nerves of Steel, How to Improve Under Pressure, a book that is available anywhere you get your regular books and also online.